It is when we put the combination of those words, the energy of those words with your energy, and the frequency becomes one. And I, as the master intuitive, right, begin to look inside of you, your energy field, past life, present life, and I can see where you're stuck. It is an incredibly fascinating process. I cannot take credit. Spirit downloaded it to me one morning while I was sipping my coffee. And to my knowledge, I don't know if there's anything out there like it. And I'm going, okay, what do I do with this? And I'm led here.
Welcome to the Business Ownership Podcast, brought to you by Awareness Strategies, helping you navigate the waters between entrepreneurship and ownership.
Hey there, peeps. This is Michelle Nedelec, and I'm super glad you're here today because I'm here with my most amazing guest, Veronica. Veronica, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Cheers. I'm happy to be here.
Nice. So give everybody the highlight of who you are and what you do for business.
Oh my goodness. Okay. My journey started in 1962. Wait, too far back. I was born at the intersection of mental illness and alcoholism. Yes, I'm a survivor and a thriver. In 1996, I didn't want to live anymore. I thought I had the say over that. And so I tried, it didn't work. And here I am. My journey to spiritual development happened in that moment with the car filling up. And so I am, to date, a master intuitive. Yep, I've been a professional intuitive psychic medium for the last 18 years.
Wow. So did something get knocked while we had the car accident, or how did this miraculous thing just happen?
You know, it's funny because if there's anything that I know, and write this down, anybody listening, write this shit down because it's powerful. You have to laugh. If you don't laugh, you will go insane. So in that journey of trying to unlive myself, right? I had an epiphany. I had an awakening, and it led me to my entrepreneurial journey. In the long run, it was the best thing that ever happened to me, as was the upbringing. So,
wow. So now fast forward, what do you do and how do you work with people?
Yeah, I'm an intuitive business coach. I work with women who are getting ready to enter the second act of life. And she is a creative, ambitious woman, and she loves what she does in her business, but she's stuck. She hit the ceiling creatively, her vision stalled, and guess what? Her dollars aren't coming in like they used to. And so I help her turn inward, engage her intuition, reclaim her power, her creativity, and her vision and passion for life.
And nice.
We do that with one word, Michelle. We start with one word.
Which is? Do we get to know the secret sauce?
There's four words. I know over 18 years in business, these four words, every woman resonates with one of them. And I have a process called the one word method where I walk her through it. And she gets her word. It latches onto her like a boom. And we walk through it. We excavate. We check the plumbing and we figure out exactly where she's stuck and we get the clogs out. How's that?
Nice. Well, you got to know that you trip me off when you start talking about plumbing, but not this show. Okay, so we'll leave that one till next show. So these four words tease us a little bit. How did you come to decide that there were four and kind of what might be some attributes or something of them?
Absolutely. So listening, like I do to spirit, I would see patterns. I would hear patterns. And these four words, and I'll tell them to you because... The secret sauce is having that free chat with me. So here's your four words. The first word is love, security, status, and recognition. Now, in and of themselves, nothing overly exciting about any of those words. It is when we put the combination of those words, the energy of those words with your energy, and the frequency becomes one. And I, as the master intuitive, right, begin to look inside of you, your energy field, past life, present life, and I can see where you're stuck. It is an incredibly fascinating process. I cannot take credit. Spirit downloaded it to me one morning while I was sipping my coffee. And to my knowledge, I don't know if there's anything out there like it. And I'm going, okay, what do I do with this? And I'm led here.
Ace, I love it. So let's play. So so I when I hear those words, I associate them with how I have quaternized the world into kind of a disc assembly and a NLP quadern assembly. And to me, it's like, if I don't have those four elements in the, depending on what somebody's high personality is, it's, if somebody's word is love, they are of the quadrant of, if I don't have love, I'm going to die. Like, there's no point in being alive. Just kill me now. Nothing matters. You know, likewise, safety, likewise. So, and the one that fascinates me, of course, is the one that I am, which I go, no, I don't need recognition. What are you talking about? I so don't need recognition. I clearly need recognition.
That's my word too, FYI. That's my word.
What? I never would have guessed that.
Sister from another mister. Okay, here we go.
All right. Talk to me, sister. What do you got?
So you know, the interesting part of this is there's nothing traditional, A, about me, or B, about this process. So as you take what now accompanies it is a 5-minute assessment. The words are listed out. I don't do fancy schmancy. I ain't got time for that. Go, you know, you get this little, it's still get your pen out, look at the paper, write it down. And these words, each word has little sayings next to it that you check the box. They get you jogging, they get you thinking. But here's a little point of reference. Mm-hmm. One of these words hits you. I'm not talking fluffy, schmuffy like a Hallmark movie. It's love and puppy dogs. You know, I'm not talking that. I'm talking a 747 smashes into you. You can't catch your breath off of this word. And you're like, oh shit, what did happen to me? Now, the beautiful part of this, you just have to be present because your body will react to the word, right? Mm-hmm. I'm the guide. I'm taking you into your body going, okay, Michelle, recognition. Where do you feel it, Michelle? Where does it punch you at? What part of your body? Go ahead. Where does it hit you?
Initially, it just struck me right in the head.
So it hit you right between the eyes.
Right between the eyes.
Okay. So it's so obvious, right? Right. So we identify the spot, and then underneath, the next beautiful part of this process is we identify your I statement. Not like in psychology, because I am not a psychologist, but there's something underneath the word. I'll use myself for an example. Recognition is my word. I don't have a problem being recognized. I haven't shut up since.
Clearly, girl. Right? You and I have no issue in that department.
Right, here we go. But to recognize when I sat and I looked inside myself and I heard, I have an I statement. I need to know in everything I do, everywhere I see, am seen, I need to know that I matter. And that is a powerful I statement for me. And it is a statement on which I base where I choose to spend my time, podcasts I choose to do. I need to really feel like I matter. I bring something of substance. And that I statement has really led me in business in a way that I just never expected that it would. Helps me make decisions. I check in with myself and I say, well, in this situation, how do I matter? I stop, I pause, I ask the question. The beautiful thing about these words, we will experience every one of them through the course of our lifetime, right? And then some. The words are powerful. Do you remember back in the day? Now I'm going back in the day. I don't know what day you go back to. Do you remember the saying, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you? Mm-hmm. I say that's wrong. I call bullshit on that because words will kill you if you let them. Mm-hmm. And the key phrase there is, if you let them. We have the power of choice. If I walk in a room and I call you a car, mm-hmm. Michelle, you're such a car. You're going to look at me like, what the hell? What the hell is she talking about?
Totally am. I'm a hot right? one.
You're a hot babe, right? You're a hot car. Hot wheels. Her. But if I walk in and I call you an asshole, mm-hmm. right away, whoo, you attach meaning to that bad boy, right? They're just words. Mm-hmm. We learn what we attach to the words. And so this is the premise underneath your one word. What's attached to recognition? And so it becomes this beautiful compilation of self-realization, intuitive development, and ultimately it makes you a better business person and human being.
So let's talk about the functional versus dysfunctional attachment to words, because somebody can say something like manipulate. And if we have a negative connotation, we're going to take it as negative. If we have a positive connotation, we take it as positive. Life is grand, same word. Two totally different meanings. And I totally agree. Like, we're opening up the conversation. And how does that kind of functional, dysfunctional play out?
So the reality is, I use the analogy of a bowl of soup. Okay. I'm going to take you, Michelle, I'm going to take you up close and personal to this word recognition. Okay. If I put a bowl of soup in front of you and I said, Michelle, be with the bowl of soup, what are you going to do? You're going to stay back far enough that you can smell it, you can see it, you can see the different colors, but you're not going to stick your face in it because you know better. So as the lead here, I'm not going to let you stick your face in something that's going to have you spinning your wheels, scratching your head, and needing to go to the therapist ASAP, because we're going to set you up as the observer. This is happening outside of you. And again, I'm very careful about psychology and what people might perceive it to be. So I love to use analogies. I'm big on analogies. It's kind of how I teach.
I love it. So when somebody comes to you and we'll continue on this theme of recognition, and they go, oh no, absolutely, I don't need that, when clearly they do need that. And the resistance is there towards it. How does that all play out for you?
One of my best testimonials was from a woman, and she resisted everything. I didn't know it going in. She was like, I'm going to try this. And she was like, oh yeah, this and that. And we got, she said, no, I'm not owning it. I am not owning this. And I was like, I don't got any skin in the game. Like, I'm just like, all right, you don't own it. Like, bye. See ya. But I said to her, you will own it. And she went away and she thought, this is after hindsight. She sends me an email. She says, you know what? I called you every name in the book, blah, 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 blah. And she said, I was taking a walk and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I could connect the dots where, and her word again, just happened to be recognition. I could connect the dots where recognition, she said, but it did not hit me until it hit me. And that's sometimes the way it works.
Especially those of us who have recognition as our word, we tend to be a little more, I can only imagine, tend to be a little more thick skull.
Wait, wait, we don't recognize it.
Exactly. Awesome. So how does this kind of play out in people's lives? How does it, okay, I got the word, I recognize it. Now what?
So let's take it into a business context, right? Like, I'm owning my business. I've been in business for 18 years. I'm plugging away. Life is good. All of a sudden, something's off. Something's stuck. I'm frustrated. Nothing's working anymore. I can't seem to get a break, right? All those things that a seasoned business owner who really had it going on, and now she just doesn't, she has really nowhere else to go because the world beyond her out there is freaking noisy. Everybody has their solution. Do this, do that. No, you have to market this way and you have to. And everybody's telling her how to bring her business back. And with this process, the only gauge you have is you and your physical body. And so inevitably, underneath the stuck, the muck, all of that, something beautiful happens. We let the cork off of the creativity and we start the flow process of, this is why I'm here. Inevitably, she's in 2.0, second act of her life. And quite frequently, her why isn't the same as it was 20 years ago. So it becomes this whole visionary process, which trickles over into her values, her boundaries, her limiting beliefs. I am the spiritual arm of your business.
Very cool. So what happens when somebody's looking at this and say they're taking it in a kind of different direction and they're like, I need this thing so bad that they start making bad decisions based on that.
Mm-hmm. So making bad decisions is all relative, right? Like, what's bad? Like, you know, if you're going to go make a decision to jump off a bridge, you know, yeah, that's a bad decision, right? But in business,
unless there's water underneath it and there's a lot of fun.
And it's fun. And or maybe you're on a bungee, right? Like, who knows? But making bad decisions in business, typically she's here because she's not been making good decisions. So by self-identifying who she is, how she shows up, what she's been doing, it's a recipe that she can follow, right? Like, if anything, the number one thing you have to realize is your body will never lie to you. Have you ever met somebody and the hair on the back of your neck stands up, or you're just like, ew, ew, ew. I don't know why, but ew, right? Or you go in a room and two people are fighting and you're like, oh, I could cut the tension with a knife in here. And you just feel it in your, I got the heebie-jeebies. I teach you how to trust your body, how to really feel it. Because we don't do that anymore. We're busy, right? We're busy. We're up here in the analytical loop-de-loop of limiting beliefs. And so I want you to trust your body. I teach you how to trust your body.
Nice. I love it. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you about a Cinderella story of one of your clients. But before I do that.
Are you running a business over 7 figures but still struggling with technology headaches? Pay attention. You do not want to miss this offer. This podcast episode is brought to you by Awareness Strategies, who is offering a custom-built digital adoption roadmap for anyone running a business over 7 figures who's wanting to grow their business in the next 5 years. And it's not just a roadmap. They offer full implementation as well. If that scares the out of you, check out awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap for more details today. The link's in the show's notes. Don't regret not doing this. Do it now. That's awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap.
So I am super excited to hear about a Cinderella story of one of your clients.
Well, I so happen to have one.
Hey.
I have attracted, maybe not by coincidence, a lot of psychotherapists for clients. And one in particular comes to mind, and she is probably has been a psychotherapist for 25, 30 years, mm-hmm. you know, in the trenches, you know, getting fed by the insurance company, all the quote unquote luxuries. And she knew that, but she was miserable. Right. And she just didn't want to march to that drummer anymore. And so we did this work where we peeled back the layers. We looked at her. We looked at what was possible, teaching her how to use her intuition and her body. She left the traditional field of psychotherapy and now runs a holistic practice where she teaches and she brings people to the awareness there's more than the 5 senses. So I was like, yes, that's the therapist I want. But she couldn't take the red tape and the bureaucracy anymore. I also have a family physician that has left traditional medicine, an anesthesiologist who has left the practice of that to do something else, because the need to bring the holistic pieces together is stronger. We're coming into that right now. This is where the world is heading. And I'm so proud to be part of the journey.
Nice. I love it. So yes, being able to, or for the listeners out there, if you're in a spot where they're, you know, really frustrated with what's going on, they hate the bureaucracy, they're hating the politics, they're hating the gossip and the, like, all the stuff that kind of goes along with what they might be doing right now, and they're going, hey, there's got to be a better way, but it seems really out there in woo-woo. How am I really going to make money doing that? Exactly. Are there any other stumbling blocks that somebody might be having and they're thinking, oh my god, Veronica, I need you so badly?
You know, they would show up repeating behaviors over and over, doing the same thing. So it really has to begin with, are you willing to become self-aware? Are you willing to step back and look into that bowl of soup instead of falling headfirst into the bowl of soup? And evidence of limit of behaviors that are looping are same results. I'm waking up every morning. The movie Groundhog just came to my mind. It's like over and over and over. And yet she's looking outside of herself to place blame, to find solutions, and it just isn't working.
Nice. I love it. So I know our listeners are going to want more from you. How did they start that journey with you?
I am Googleable, number one.
That's a good one.
But veronicadrake.com, my name is everywhere. I don't mean that arrogantly, but again, Googleable. But my website is veronicadrake.com. Message me, shoot me an email, support@veronicadrake.com. I love talking. Who knew? Yeah, let's hook up. Let's chat.
I love it. So we will, of course, have all of Veronica's links in the show notes. So go ahead and scroll down, click on links, open up in a new browser because we're not done yet. So Veronica, I get to ask you, at what point in life did you know you're a special kind of crazy enough to think that you could become an entrepreneur?
It's funny because, hey, Michelle, as luck would have it, I'm writing a book.
Hey.
And so in writing this book, and it's Stop Howling at the Moon is the title, with a beautiful subtitle, because you shouldn't howl at the moon. I'll tell you, it wasn't until I was in my 40s, because I was living on that roller coaster of everybody's belief system. I was letting everybody's definition of me rule my life. And I was like a caged lion. I'm just like, just open the door. I want to come out. And so I came out. I came out as this crazy, loony, intuitive who knows things, right? I made a great living at it. I make a great living at it. And my father, God bless his soul, Fred Flintstone, told people that I blow smoke up people's ass for a living. That was my father's definition of what his daughter does. And I knew in the moment when he said that, and I had no reaction to it, I was home.
Nice. I love it. Yes, parents are a wonderful oxymoron to overcome. You have been absolutely awesome. Any last words for our peeps?
You know what? Life is a shit show. Own your shit show and it'll go much smoother.
We're totally going to have to rate this show, but that's okay. So I loved every minute of it. Veronica, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And I know how valuable it is.
Thank you.
Awesome. Peeps, this is Michelle Nedelec. Thank you for being here with us today. Be sure to subscribe to the show, share it with your friends. And if you like this episode, you're going to love what's on the Little Blue Pill for Business. So go check it out.
Are you running a business over 7 figures, but still struggling with technology headaches? Pay attention. You do not want to miss this offer. This podcast episode is brought to you by Awareness Strategies, who is offering a custom-built digital adoption roadmap for anyone running a business over 7 figures who's wanting to grow their business in the next 5 years. And it's not just a roadmap. They offer full implementation as well. If that scares the out of you, check out awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap for more details today. The link's in the show's notes. Don't regret not doing this. Do it now. That's awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap.